So this is the biltang Carly told me so much about. Sweet-smelling oils and ocean brine fills my nostrils as the beautiful flowers of summery hues fluster my color-whipped eyes. On the beach with me, more than 20-something odd women of all kinds, businesswomen in suits, hippies with long flowing hair, and rockers with tats and piercings everywhere, all in the same flock, wearing flower crowns and frolicking on the beach, with not a man or any other person, for that matter, in sight. It was a group of the most unlikely people I have ever met. Yet, they seemed to fit in some odd way, and they welcomed me with open arms. Beltane, a raven-haired woman told me, is an ancient Celtic holiday held on May 1st that celebrates the mating of the goddess and the god. It's supposed to be a holiday of fertility and fun. After she finished, she looked around and announced for the ritual baths to be taken. Now, try to imagine what I'm seeing here. 20 women from completely different backgrounds, tearing off their clothes and running off into the ocean. Screaming like mad women on an abandoned beach while miraculously not even spilling a drop of their red wine. Amazing. They washed with sandalwood soap until they looked like boiled lobsters from scrubbing too hard. All I could think of when I saw them was how much I envied them. They were so comfortable with their bodies. Not only that, they seemed to be happy. Nothing in the world could bring them down. After the ritual bathing, the women drew an enormous circle in the sand to encompass us all. They marked north, south, east, and west using candles. In the center of the circle sat a wooden chest, decorated with an orange afghan and surrounded by at least 100 unlit tea lights. On the makeshift altar, the tools of the Wiccan trade, a wand of oak, a knife called an athme, a chalice full of dark red wine, and a perfectly proportioned pentacle, lay still and waiting for the loving hands of their priestess. In the light of the setting sun, the raven-haired woman walked to the center of the altar and lit the tea lights and incense. The happy frolicking and laughing became less frequent, and one by one, the seriousness of the ceremony showed itself plainly on each woman's face. Full of anticipation, I watched and learned. That was the moment I decided. I would become one of those wonderful, happy women whom I already felt was my family. Born and raised Jewish, I never really fit into the whole thing. It was always so awkward, and with everything forced. But when I was here, I was accepted immediately, and there was something inside me that fit into a place without a gap. I felt I was meant to be here.